The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. We have a couple of guests in the studio. We have Shelley Bomer. She's with the Parade Committee, Harbor Beach, and Debbie Brando, also on the Parade Committee. The parade is coming up December 5th, and we're going to be talking about this year's Lighted Evening Parade in Harbor Beach. Happens to be the 30th, I understand.
It is.
Yes.
Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having us here.
So basically, you're at the point where people are bringing their kids to the parade they saw as kids with their parents.
Yes.
Actually, that would be two or three generations down in Christmas parades.
And has the parade grown through the years? I mean, I'm sure it started off the first year. Every time you have a new thing, it takes a little more, but it's kind of blossomed out. It's a lengthy parade, isn't it?
It is. It's our parade route is approximately 2 miles long. So in the last 4 or 5 years, we've had approximately 50 to 55 entries in the parade. So we're hoping to go beyond that. This is our 30th year, so we have a theme this year, Sparkle of the Holidays.
Sparkle like diamonds, but you're not requiring them to put diamonds on their
No, just as sparkly as they possibly can get.
Yes, as long as it sparkles. Lots of sparkles.
And the parade starts at 5:30 in the evening, so it is dark and it is a lighted parade.
Yes, it is. The parade route will go from Harbor Beach City Hall on 142 or State Street, and it'll go east to the traffic light. At the traffic light, it'll turn south on 25 or Huron Avenue.
Right through the downtown area.
Right through the downtown area, and then it'll continue until Trescott Street, which is the street beyond the hospital. And the reason we have the parade stopping there beyond the hospital is the hospital workers bring all of the residents out to the daycare, the day room, so that they can watch the parade go by, and we want to make sure that they have wonderful sights to see.
And I would imagine going to Trescott Street means they can turn down, and you've got a lot of space there with the park and stuff where the parade can kind of disband, as opposed to it's all crammed up in one little spot.
Oh, absolutely. And we cannot allow stopping before that, because with right there at Broad Street is the emergency room to the hospital. And we have to keep that open and free for emergencies. So,
well, considerations have to be made, and you know, emergencies are emergencies, but the parade is also important too.
Yes, we are going to have, parking is going to be a little different along the parade route.
Because you can't have parking along the parade route because you'll block the view. So you either have side streets or you have to shuttle them in somehow, I would think.
Right. In some areas, we do allow parking. For instance, from City Hall to 3rd Street, which is where the Speedy Hue gas station is, you are able to park on the north side of 142 or State Street. And then
that would allow you, if you had like an elderly parent or something,
absolutely,
to be in a warm car on a cool night and they still get a good view.
Then there is no parking on the south side of 142 State Street from City Hall to the light, as well as from 3rd Street to the light on both the north and the south side. And then along Huron Avenue going south from the light, we are going to allow parking on both sides of Huron Avenue.
Something new this year.
And that is new this year. In the last several years, we've had no parking along that part. But as our senior citizens want to come and enjoy, we know that it's cold and it's tough for them.
But it's still a community event. It's still fun to get out there with everybody you know, and it makes it inclusive.
It does, and we want to encourage, and actually the senior housing complex, the Harbor House Apartments, where the seniors live, the Harbor Beach Community School supplies them with a school bus, picks them up, brings them down so they can sit on the nice warm bus, watch the parade go by, and then takes them back to the Harbor House Apartments. So, and that's a wonderful service to both the seniors and the rest of the community. So if you are a senior citizen and you want to latch onto that ride, then feel free to, I believe the apartment complex, the Harbor House, has a sign-up sheet to know how many is going to be on their bus.
Could also be a little nostalgic getting back on the bus.
That's true, without the screaming kids, of course.
Well, you don't know if you're going to have screaming adults, but that's all.
There you go.
Now, you still have space if people want to participate. I mean, it isn't locked up yet. If you have an idea, if you have a group that wants to put a float in or whatever, they need to contact you, though, because you want to know beforehand, because you have to line all this up.
Mm-hmm. Right. Actually, just prior to us starting the show this morning, I was contacted by one of the industries in town, Dow AgroSciences, and they are wanting to know some specific questions, because they also, it's their 20th anniversary, so they want to do some special stuff. So look for that to be happening. But as of right now, we have approximately 22 different entries.
And still growing. Absolutely. Events, last minute is when they come in.
Well, in 1 year, last minute, we had an entry. Literally, the parade was starting and they showed up. So, and that's fine. That happens almost every year. It's kind of like, oh, I forgot to register. But we're trying to make registration fairly simple. You can just go on to the website, harborbeachchristmasparade.com. All the forms are there, and you can just as simple as a few clicks and typing, and away you go. You're all set. You don't have to worry about putting it in the mail or filling this out. You can just do it simply.
But it should be Christmas themed, that type of thing.
Christmas themed.
Because, you know, we're getting into the political season and you never know what might show up.
Well, actually, the only time we've had any political people, we still ask them, this is not part of your race for your office. If you want to come, you can hand out things that are of a holiday nature, but we ask that you keep the political literature elsewhere.
I mean,
the 4th of July parade.
Parades, normally you'll have politicians in a car driving
right.
by. That's you know, that are in
right.
office, but you know, you never know.
That's
but,
true.
And it's a lighted parade. What do they need to know about lighted? Is there enough ambient light that you can kind of see things, or do you really need to deck the halls with lots of lights?
Well, I think every year people try to outdo themselves. They line up generators early, and they have generators going constantly while they're in the lineup, and last minute checking, last minute duct taping this and that together to make it down the street. Unfortunately, sometimes there are floats that their generators
peter out
before they round the bend and get started, but they still go in the parade, and it doesn't have the wow factor, but they're still there.
Didn't have a treadmill with a generator on there and have somebody run.
No. A couple of years ago, we even had one of the generators catch on fire, and it just happened that Port Hope Fire Department pulled up just at that time and
put it out.
We said, they were not registered, so we said, hey, tell you what, put out their little fire, help them, and then just jump in right behind them in case they catch on again. And they did. So it's all in great spirit of the Christmas holidays. So,
and we always encourage people to, you know, the more lights the better, because it's just that festival feeling, is that magical moment that, you know, that everybody takes in heart for the holiday.
And it must be getting easier, because there's now LED lights that come with battery packs and such, so you're not necessarily having to be pulling behind a huge generator or having that sound going on. You can have music and other things that people can hear.
Absolutely, and we have a lot of our entries will have walkers, and the walkers are passing out all sorts of goodies, and we highly encourage that to take place.
And encourage parents to watch their kids.
To watch their children,
you get
yes.
excited, and there's a lot of things going on, and it is a little bit dark, and, you know. You want a great experience to be shared over the holidays and for years to come.
Thus the parking restrictions. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just for everybody's safety. One of the new things that we're going to be doing this year is we're going to send out the Harbor Beach Fire Department 5 minutes prior to the beginning of the parade to block off the roads. So that being a big change. So
maybe
if
they should put a sign on there, parade starts in 5 minutes, so they think, what happened to the rest of the parade?
Well, actually, they do have microphones their trucks, and they are going to announce it as they're going, so that people don't look behind them and say, is that it?
But short parade this year.
A short parade, no. So J.P. Lermont, the fire chief in Harbor Beach, has assured me that they will start out and let people know, and we also will have announcers along the parade route that will let people know that the fire department's kind of like the starting to get all the roads blocked off for safety.
Usually the end of the parade is the big guy in red. Is that similar this year? And parades mention that, you know, they don't want to confuse the kids, only one Santa in the parade. I mean, you could have pictures maybe of them, but only one live Santa in the parade.
Yep, we do ask that if you please refrain from Santa in the parade, because if he's not too busy on that night, you know, it just depends if those elves have done what they're supposed to and he's able to get free, then yes, Santa will be coming on the fire truck, the bucket truck at the end of the parade.
Terrific, because I know the kids always wait for that. Now, after the parade, does Santa hang around? Is there some place where the kids can meet, or is that something that this town does later on?
Well, earlier in the day, before the parade even gets that far into the day, we start out with a cookie walk at the United Methodist Church. And
a cookie walk for those cookies of us who are, you know, thinking a picture of an Oreo walking down the road. Is a what?
Oh, no. All the ladies from the church just bake and bake and bake. And there is tables and tables just lined up with all these homemade baked cookies. And people can come in, grab a can, and fill it up and pay for it on their way out the door. And the United Methodist women also have some extra special treats this year, which is a little secret, so that can't be shared. But if you want some of them, you have to show up and shop. And we have a lot of good stuff that will be out there.
And it goes to a good cause. Usually these are types of things that, you know, for the holidays, you like to help people out.
Our church helps a lot of different things in the community, giving to certain events. So that's where all that goes to.
People like to know.
Yes.
They get something good to eat out of it, but it's also helping the community and others who are less fortunate this time of year.
And we're also going to have some homemade cinnamon rolls, coffee this year, and also our famous winning soup that we had during the summer. So that'll be all there to just even be able to sit down and have something to eat after you shop.
Is this right at the church?
Yes, right at the church in the basement.
It's in the basement where you basically have your places, gatherings for events like that.
Yes. Okay. And then at 10 o'clock, Santa will be at the library until noon, and there's going to be free crafts, games, and prizes. And then parents can get their pictures, you know, have their kids get their pictures taken with Santa so they can bring their cameras and their phones and snap away. And then at 1 o'clock, there is going to be a free movie at the community theater. So parents can come there right afterwards after seeing Santa, and you know, and not sure what movie's playing, but it'll be some type of Christmas, I'm sure.
But we need to let parents know you're staying with your kids.
Oh yes,
because,
yes.
Because you know it isn't like daycare, so you can go out and shop.
Yep. No.
The theater is not going to be, you know, responsible for your kids.
No, it's a family event. A family event.
Because there are some places that do this so that the parents can shop, and I understand that, but we want to make sure the parents know that. Don't make plans to do things in the 2 hours of that movie that They're not going to be able to leave the kids there unattended.
And then they'll be, you know, the stores will all be open to be able to shop for, you know, holiday gifts and decor and whatever the case may be. And then you may have a little time to rest and then come back for the parade at 5:30.
Now, getting back to your original question, what's happening after the parade? Yes, there is something happening after the parade this year. We're going to have a community Christmas carol sing-along.
Terrific.
Immediately following after Santa goes by the hospital, then down on the lawn or on the snow or whatever it's going to be at December 5th, we are going to have a sing-along, Christmas carol sing-along, led by Raymond and Susan Bug. If you aren't familiar with their songs, they're pretty amazing entertainers. And we have several of the church choirs in town that are going to be supporting that, coming and singing.
It's always good if you don't have a good singing voice. You know there are plenty of good singers around to carry the tune.
Right, they'll help fill the audience. Ray and Susan are going to actually lead it. And if you can't remember all of the words, we're going to have the words displayed on a large screen so that you can
would be terrific.
Yeah, understand what's going on. And also in that evening, alongside of that, is the Lighthouse Assembly of God Church is going to have free hot chocolate for all those that are down in that area to sing along or just standing there watching and listening to the wonderful sounds of Christmas.
So we encourage a lot of people to come out and park downtown so that they're there after the parade is over with so that they can join in. It just brings out that magical time of the year when people can come together and be able to sing and enjoy each other's company and just have a good time. You know, that's
and
what it's
I'm
about.
I'm sure you draw people from further away. It's a great opportunity for the town and the surrounding, surrounding township area to come together during the holidays. You know,
absolutely.
Through the year, you've got your own things going on and you've got festivals here and there. But this is a nice thing, not necessarily for all the tourists, although I'm sure for sure a few have probably come up to enjoy it, but it's a really great place just for the town people to enjoy the holidays together.
And we encourage a lot of the people to come out and be a part of this after the parade because we're just adjacent from the hospital. So everyone that, you know, that's in there in long term will be in the day room that sets right off of the street there, and they'll be able to hear it because the workers will, you know, crack the windows a little bit so they can, music can come in. So it is something that we enjoy and they'll also enjoy.
Terrific. Now, if people want to become part of the parade still, how do they do that? Do they go to a website? Is there a number to call? How do they do that? Because it would be best if you knew they were coming.
Absolutely. Well, they can go to the website, which is, again, harborbeachchristmasparade.com, or they can call 989-640-5260. That's my phone number, and I will, they can register with me right there on the telephone. If they don't have computer access, we can do it that way. And my phone number is on all of the flyers that are out and about advertising the parade.
And so, basically, what do they need to tell you? What they're going to bring, if it's going to be a bunch of people there, if it's just going to be a tractor and a float. I mean, you need to set all this up in advance. And if there's going to be horses pulling this, you know, the old
Absolutely.
Common thing, you don't want the band following that.
No.
unless you got somebody to clean up in case.
We like to know the approximate size of what their entry is going to be and if they're going to have walkers. Simply that when we're lining up for the parade, we don't line somebody up because we will put numbers out the day before or the morning of. The elves are pretty busy that morning. And we'll put numbers up, and if it's five or six walkers, then we don't give them as much space as if they have a
big
truck with a float on the back, and they're going to have 50 walkers, so then they'll need more space for their setup and staging area prior to the parade.
And I'm sure you want to kind of change it up. You know, you don't want all the floats in front and all the tractors and all. You know, you want to mix it up so there's something for everybody, and they know something good that they like is coming down the pike not too soon.
Well, we actually have tried, and it's working out fairly well. We basically will divide the parade into three parts. If you are up towards the front third, chances are this year you might be towards the back third. So that just because you are the first one to get your entry in does not necessarily mean you're going to be the first one in the parade. Because everybody on everybody's registration, it's, can we be up front? Well, everybody wants to be up front. So we let you know in the registration packet that we do it on a rotating basis just to make it fair for everybody. Mm-hmm. And we try to vary it. We don't put all of one type of thing together so that as a viewer, spectator of the parade, it's more interesting for you as well. So we mix things up.
What would it be like if you had two bands back to back? The music would just blare between them, and you wouldn't be able to pick one out of the other. But if you space them further back in the parade, the second one, then you can hear them fine when they come through.
And we, the band does not like to be close to anybody that's got sirens, because then it's very difficult for them, well, actually for anybody to hear them. So, I mean, if they're, you know, blowing their sirens. So we take consideration of everybody's needs. We put our veterans and our VFW Knights of Columbus, all of those color guard, honor guards are up front, and they lead the parade right after the police signals that he's right in the very front. But then we have all of our veterans and American Legion Knights of Columbus are right there. And trust me, those people know, they do a rotation basis on who gets to actually lead the parade, and they know who gets to be first this year and second and third. Mm-hmm. They can tell you when they're coming to line up, we're first this year, aren't we, Shelley? And, yes, you are. So
we just make it fair for everyone so that everyone gets a chance to be first, middle, last. You know, we just rotate them.
Well, all I can tell people is when you go to the amusement park, you go to the front of the ride, you go to the middle of the ride, you go to the end of the ride, you get a little different perspective.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And probably it's a similar consequence if you're in the parade. Not if you're at the end, then that's where everybody's coming to the gathering at the end, and they're right behind you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it can work either way. Are there other things people need to know about that evening? Is obviously dress warmly. Is there going to be hot chocolate out there in the streets, or you have to bring your own if you want to keep yourself toasty?
Well, I believe from a phone call that was just made, and it's not firm yet, but I believe that Dow AgriSciences are going to have hot chocolate in the downtown area.
Oh.
And then following the parade, there will be hot chocolate over by the Murphy House Museum. And for those that are not familiar where that is, it's just one, it's within the first block on the east side of the road, south of the light on 25 or Huron Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be those two locations with free hot chocolate. And I know last year there were dozens and dozens and dozens of bags of nice sweet things were being passed out by walkers from almost every single one of the entries passes mm-hmm. something out.
They all had them.
Yeah.
So it's just come out, just enjoy what Harbor Beach has to offer that day, and get downtown because a lot of events are going to be happening down there this year.
And I would imagine the times and dates of all of this is also on your Harbor Beach Parade website.
Yes, it is. And it's also on the Harbor Beach City website as well. So
if people were driving and didn't have a chance mm-hmm. to write it down,
absolutely.
They can go to those websites later on and get the times and dates and everything squared mm-hmm. away so they can set it aside.
Yes.
And they can also go to thumbnet.net on the coupon flyer page. We have a listing there also that has been done up so that from every town around and keep checking the list because it's being updated regularly. So you'll find all the events going on from now until Christmas on it.
Oh, terrific. And is this something that takes all year to kind of pull together? I mean, you know, sometimes these things, you know, just you think they fall into people's laps, and there's a lot of work behind the scenes to this stuff.
Well, actually, the group of organizers that were prior to when I started on the committee had done such a phenomenal job that it's goes fairly smooth. And if you have a good group, we consider ourselves the parade elves, and you have a good group of elves that work as a team, that's pretty nice. We will meet the beginning of October and look over our flyer again and make changes, get them printed, do the mailing, and then we'll meet one more time to kind of, okay, do we have enough volunteers? Where are all of our people going to be stationed? We meet the morning of the parade to put our no parking signs out on the cones to restrict the parking and our numbering for our entries to line up. And then after the parade, about a week or so while everything is still fresh in our mind, we will get together and say, okay, what worked? What changes do we need to make? And usually at that time, we will make all of our changes on our flyers so that immediately within the month of January, we update our website so that it has everything for 2016 will be up there by the end of January, ready to go. So we kind of have it down to a science. Are there things that come up as we go? Absolutely, with anything. But we have a wonderful group of elves that just know to get the job done. They do a lot of hard work. And
we work together as a team, and that's what it's all about.
Yep, it is.
Well, thanks for being with us today. Again, the Harbor Beach Lighted Christmas Parade, December the 5th, 5:30 p.m. Should last till about 6:30-ish, about an hour long. Mm-hmm. Then you have the community sing at the Murphy Grounds. And there will be a choir there if you're not if you're vocally challenged, such as I.
There will actually, be there's going singers. To be a couple of choirs there, and a group of fourth graders from OLLH that are going to be practicing, so that when they're in the audience, they can. We'll have wonderful sounds resounding from downtown. Mm-hmm. So
you don't have to worry if you couldn't carry a tune out of a music store.
Absolutely,
you will be able to. To participate, and there'll be plenty of voices around to mellow it out into a nice, smooth-sounding Christmas holiday cheer celebration.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that is December 5th, starting already early in the morning at 9 o'clock all the way till time of parade at 5:30. And then also our holiday Small Town Saturday will be November 28th. You shop local businesses for one-of-a-kind specials, store drawings, special discounts, and extended hours.
And that's the Thanksgiving weekend.
And that's the 28th of November, yes.
So the cookie walks in the morning, and then you've got the Santa at the library, and then you've got the movie at 1, so there's a whole day of activities.
Yes.
Leading up to the parade in the evening, followed by the Christmas carols being sung. No point leaving town that day.
Nope.
No,
stick around.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Our guests today on the program have been Shelley Bomer and Debbie Brando from the Parade Committee. Again, the Harbor Beach Lighted Parade, December 5th, 5:30 p.m. in Harbor Beach. If you want to participate, if you have a group that wants to participate, you can contact them on the internet. They're at the Harbor Beach Parade.
ChristmasParade.com.
And you Google that, I'm sure you'll get right to the point where you can let the people know you want to be there and what you're going to bring. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.